producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Every show we bounce around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, joins us. And Bob, once again, you are back from India. And there's things we can dive into, and we will, but I'm curious about this because India is one of those places I think that a lot of people put on their bucket list, but sometimes they're afraid because of things that they read or hear. First of all, how safe is India?
Very, very safe. I mean, it's incredible, India. If you're in a major city and you're a woman, you know, walking by yourself, you have to be a bit cautious on certain things. But, I mean, overall, it's very, very safe. I feel a lot safer than I do in the United States.
How many times have you been to India?
This is my 12th.
Wow, 12 times.
I wrote Incredible India in my book, Sideswiped. I wrote about a chapter called Incredible India.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a particular place that you love to go and you go every single time?
Oh, yes. Dharamsala. Its actual city is McLeod Ganj, but the city is Dharamsala. I am 5 minutes if I look off the balcony from the Dalai Lama's residence.
Wow.
In the Himalayas, I do foolish things like run off mountains at 13,000 feet with a chute. I do that. I trek, I hike, I eat food, I see all these smiling people who have very little, but they smile and say hi to you. If you say hi to them, they don't say, what are you talking to me for?
What is it about India?
They love Barack Obama, by the way.
I bet. What is it about India that draws you to India? I mean, 12 times is a lot of times to go there.
Yeah. The sights, the sounds, the crowds of people, but it's an incredibly poor country in many ways, but the friendliness and the enlightenment and just the, it stops you, it takes you, you know, everything's not perfect, the roads are torn up, sometimes the electric goes off for 3 hours, sometimes for 3 days, you just have to adjust to it. It's a very chill place. I mean, look, Ellen Ratner, and I love Ellen Ratner, as you know, our friend. Even Ellen becomes very still and chill in India.
Wow. That would be something to see. You might have to go with her and take a camera so we can see that in action. Oh, I love it. That's hilarious. Maybe that's what we need to do with Congress. Maybe everybody in Congress needs to go to India and
absolutely.
Chill.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. We'll even take the Donald there.
The Donald. I love it. All right, so speaking of Congress and ultimately what could be this showdown with Barack Obama over Gitmo, well, it is. There's conversation about an executive action. Do you think that the White House will pull the trigger on that as far as closing Guantanamo?
You know, they talked about it, and if they do, you want to talk about a nuclear political explosion of epic proportions because the Congress has specifically said in the defense bill you won't close it. And Josh Earnest, the White House spokesperson, as you know, said, well, we think we can. Wow. If that happens, I just think that there will be a major fistfight. Although it'll be kind of sad, Kate, because there's really big issues that the Republicans are going to a gunfight with a knife, honestly. Budgets and shutting the government down, et cetera. Things like Planned Parenthood. So if this becomes the main issue, Guantanamo, I think the White House has to watch the timing. They may lose effectiveness on other fish to fry.
Right, right, if they do that. Well, that could be a slow-played thing, too. It doesn't have to happen right this second. You think about the timing of when Obama's term is up, and he could pull that executive action card before he's out.
Mm-hmm. He could.
Yeah, absolutely. Right before he's out. One of the many, many pieces of legislation and things that have been passed in the past that have been talked about is Glass-Steagall. You were there for the whole Glass-Steagall thing, weren't you?
Unfortunately, I was actually on the committee that passed it.
I didn't even know that.
I was on. Barney Frank was the minority leader. I was chairman of the housing subcommittee. Jim Leach was the chairman from Iowa, the committee. Bernie Sanders was there with me. Yes, I sat through the entire Glass-Steagall. That was a Clinton initiative, by the way, in cooperation with Clinton.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen there? Because that, now that's starting to come up a lot, and people at first were confused. Well, what does Glass-Steagall mean? And why? And you said it. It was a mistake. And what would you like to see happen there?
Well, I mean, I think it can be tweaked. Overall, the Clinton administration said, look, it's time to do this. The Republican chairman said the same thing. It was a 1932 law, you know, a Depression-era move, and it was time to kind of modernize the system. And it did modernize. So I don't think all of it's bad, but it ended up, you know, that we have to watch about then the businesses mixing, insurance and banking and insurance. Then there was the Dodd-Frank bill, which nobody really understands. And then there was reactions to Enron. So there's a whole series of financial institution bills. But I think throwing, you know, the whole idea of Glass-Steagall reform out and going back to 1932 is wrong in itself, too. Like anything, there's a knee-jerk reaction to what Glass-Steagall actually did. So some of it was a mistake, but I think they could actually tweak it. Throwing it all out and going back to 1932 is not going to help them.
Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders being there, and Bernie Sanders in one of these polls that just came out, putting him up against Trump and Jeb Bush, he beats both of them. But what are really the odds of Bernie getting the nomination?
Well, this is the problem. And being a conspiracy theorist here for a second, why is the debate on Saturday night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I know everybody's piling on her, but was this organized because that helps Hillary? Not a lot of people will tune in, you know?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. But Bernie Sanders, this still has to play out. Yes, Hillary rose a lot. She really did. Bernie Sanders has the largest base in the history of America for contributions. 750,000 individual people have given to him. So I don't think this is done yet, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's done yet either. I don't know. It's interesting because, you know, you and I haven't really talked about this, but after going through the whole Benghazi hearing, she weathered that pretty well, didn't she?
She sure did. The Republicans, of course, in their idiocy, you know, here's McCarthy running for speaker, having Boehner support, which was a death penalty for him. But on top of it, he comes out and says, oh, yeah, you know, I'm in a bind. I have to prove how conservative I am. We used this to get Hillary in the campaign. Whoa, right there, Hillary Clinton had to have been sitting back in her front room going, wow, thank you.
Exactly, because that was a gift. That was absolutely a gift, and that's why he disappeared off the radar after that.
Oh, yes, and that gave her the upper hand. Bernie's not a vicious political guy, so maybe his, you know, I'm tired of talking about these emails is something he shouldn't have said, but that's Bernie. You know, I know him pretty good. That's Bernie Sanders.
There you go. Hey, last one. You watched the last, the fourth Republican debate. Who do you think won that? Did we get anything different from Ben Carson?
Okay, let me give you my professional political analysis, which is, you know, Ben Carson, he was just there. Trump was just there. It was not Trump's best performance at all. Cardi Fiorina, wow, she is a tough person. But I think the three winners were Rubio, Cruz, not winners that they're going to the top of the food chain, but winners that night, Rubio, Cruz, and Rand Paul. Now, let me get to Jeb Bush on my professional analysis, which I put on Facebook. He would have been better to have belched the ABCs and tap dance for votes.
And yet he's still there hanging in, which is crazy.
Right, because his supporters need rehab for denial.
That's right. There you go. That's a good way to end this. Bob Ney, thank you.
Thank you.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming up, we're taking you to the movies. You get to kick back. And we're giving you a sneak preview of two of the biggest movies that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. There's actually soft premieres this weekend in some markets, but these two movies are going to be huge, and they're competing for your attention at the box office. So let me tell you this. I'm excited because these are two movies that I will probably for sure go and see. That's a big hint. One of them has robots and has been around for a very long time. A very long time, let's just put it that way. All right, so as we kind of groove into a couple of different things, you know, we were talking earlier about Jihadi John and if, in fact, there was an airstrike, a drone was used, if this drone who had knocked him out, how huge that would be. Because I'm sick of seeing the British smarmy accent and the masked figure in black with gruesome videos with a wild rant and a hostage kneeling before him. Then he holds an oversized knife in his hand and with the headless victim lying before him in the sand, he goes off again on a whole bunch of nonsense. So if, in fact, he is dead. They've got him. That is huge. That is a huge, huge win. Now, Jihadi John was identified as a guy who was born in Kuwait and spent his childhood in a very poor area before moving to England when he was a boy. This is according to Syrians who knew the family. He went to state schools in London, studied computer science at the University of Westminster before leaving for Syria in 2013. The woman who had been the principal at the London Academy did an interview with the BBC earlier this year and said he was reasonably hardworking and quiet. And now here he is, was cutting off people's heads and bragging about it and screaming political rants. So if they got him, this is big. This is big. And, you know, he'd been on intelligence lists since 2009. He was connected with investigations into terrorism in Somalia. And, well, you know, one of the worst was the beheading of the American, which was so awful and shocking and just brutal. It was just brutal when we first met this guy and realized what he was capable of doing. He was responsible for the beheading of Foley. And it was supposedly because of a response to airstrikes by the U.S. Remember, this was 2014, and this really horrified. This was the start of horrifying everybody, I think. And so he's the guy. He's the one who's been the face of ISIS in these militant videos, if you will. And taking him out, I think, would be more than huge, big in the sense that also this whole thing about you can't cut the head of the snake off, baloney. You cut the head of the snake off and there's chaos behind the scenes. Because this guy, to me, seemed to be like a rambling leader. So it's a good thing if, in fact, this drone caught him. It's a great thing if the drone caught him. Let's hope that's what it is. You know, the Iraqi Kurds have cut the ISIS supply line because of the airstrikes, the U.S. airstrikes. So they're trying to take control as much as possible. You know, ISIS is vowing that they're coming for the Kremlin. They say hellfire awaits you. So now, besides the targeted anger toward the U.S., there's targeted anger toward the Kremlin, which makes sense if you think of Russia's involvement in trying to stomp out ISIS. So one of their latest videos is warning that hey, it's not just about the West. We're coming very soon. In fact, what it says is, the video says, soon, very soon, the blood will spill like an ocean. And it has their trademark barbarity symbol. And then it goes on talking about attacks in Europe and making the blood spill. They say that. And the hellfire comment that I mentioned. I mean, you know, we know these guys mean business, and so the second you turn your back and think, oh, it's just another terror group, but we're beyond it's another terror group. If they got Jihadi John, that's a good thing. Let's go out to Grim. Grim, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Kate. You know,
yay!
Trying to take care of critters.
Critters, I like that. Critters.
Well, I got a house full, but, you know, there's something that's kind of been bugging me here for quite some time. I don't know. But, you know, it's either more and more men are wearing makeup nowadays. Because I'm telling you, most of the chicks look like dudes. I can't tell the difference anymore.
Oh, that's brutal. Most of the chicks look like dudes. Oh, my, oh, my. Well, that's not good. It's not good in the sense that you say you're noticing that it's so much. I mean, hey, to each his own. But if there's a wild swing, I don't know. What's that about? Is it cool to wear makeup as a guy? I don't know.
Notice it, you know, when I look at the features anymore, especially, you know, they're getting younger and younger on you know, local news broadcast.
Oh, boy, isn't that true?
And you know, I just kind of just noticing the features. It's getting hard for me to tell the difference anymore with dudes wearing makeup, or it's just confusing me, one of the two. I don't know. Of course, you know, I still going to look like the old fart I always looked like.
Oh, that's funny. I love it.
about the only makeup I may wear is, you know, like when I got this poison ivy, is that calamine. Oh, man, I tell you, I still kind of suffering with it, but...
That's the worst. Poison ivy sometimes is so tough to shake.
Well, it's true what the doctors say, that you lose your immunities when you get older, because, you know, it's been a long time since I've had this, in 1969, I can remember.
Wow.
And I just happened to be cutting brush, you know, with a friend of mine, and we took a break and ended up laying down in it, and I didn't even know what poison ivy was then. And it got so bad I had to go to the hospital and have...
Sorry. That's awful.
Well, they look like hamburger, but... I got new skin, you know. I mean, you... there's your makeup thing. You want to get fresh skin. Of course, now it's just, you know, blotchy and real bad, not on the legs, more or less on the back and the stomach and around the hairline. But
yeah,
I've just had it since May.
And yeah, that's brutal.
I had it through the whole summer. It just comes and goes. But what I was told, once you get it in your blood, you just got to get it out of your blood.
There's a special formula they have that you can use too. I forget what it's called. It's not the calamine lotion. It's something else. There's another thing.
I've tried everything. There's some stuff out there that even says that it get rid of skunk smell. But it's $30 for a little old pint, I guess. Not even a pint. Ain't that something? $30. And of course, everybody, you know, wants to say, well, take a pill. Get a shot, you know. All they do is give you Benadryl shot that's real high. And I've
taken
a lot of Benadryl, and I found out, too. You know, a doctor didn't even know that Benadryl. I called him. I asked him, what are the side effects? Because my kidney shut down. I said, well, can your kidney shut down?
Thanks. That's helpful afterwards, huh?
Well, you know, most doctors don't even know what over-the-counter drug medications, because, you know, they don't, you know, it's, you know, we got so much, I don't mess with Benadryl or anything else, you know, I'm talking about ibuprofen and that other.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You got to be careful, too, about what you mix, and especially if you're taking something else for it. I wish you the best. Get rid of that stuff, Grim, and have a great weekend. Stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sports are great. Sports are great. I can't wait to play some. Sports are fine, some say divine. I can't wait to shape up. Sports are great.
Welcome to America Tonight. We have Paul Cacamore with us. He's in our, what we like to call our virtual green room. We've had some great guests this show, and I love this topic. You know how I feel about sports, certainly. But check this out. How about these professional sports teams here in the country that are helping veterans find jobs and career opportunities in their organizations? And I love it. They're partnering with Up to Us Sports to provide those jobs. And Paul is the CEO and the founder of that company. So, Paul, thanks so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Nice to talk to you, Kate.
So tell me about this initiative and how this came about.
So, Kate, I started an organization. It's a nonprofit. And the goal is to hire and train coaches, youth sports coaches, to not just inspire kids to be great athletes, but we also know that coaches inspire kids to be successful in life. And a lot of the lessons in sports, if coaches are trained, kids will take with them, whether they go into higher education, into the job workforce, things like teamwork and leadership and diversity and inclusion. So what I did was I started a nonprofit that said, you know, we need to do two things. We need to hire more coaches in this country, particularly in neighborhoods where we see high dropout rates and lots of challenges facing kids, because they'll trust a coach. If a coach is there to guide them, that's one adult who they give their trust to. So let's hire and place coaches in those communities, and let's also train coaches everywhere in the country to step up and be the role models that their position as a coach entails. So when I launched the program, I remember I was in New Orleans just about 2 years ago, and it was at that time where a lot of the veterans were coming home, and there was a lot of advertisements saying, you know, buy a veteran a coffee or a beer, you know, thank them for their service. And I was, you know, as anyone's been in New Orleans, within an hour, you're usually at a bar. And so I was at a bar, and I saw a veteran, and I walked over, and I said, let me buy you a drink, and I started talking to him. And he told me that he had been home for several months and was having a hard time finding a job. And he asked me what I did, and I told him about UpTos Sports and this program that Coach Across America, where I hire and train coaches. And he said, you know, if I could do one thing, that would be it. He said, you know, that's what we're trained for, is leadership, teamwork, discipline, focus. And, you know, we're very physically active people as veterans, so I just can't imagine how great it would be to come home and have a job, you know, just to get started as a coach in my community. And that's what gave me the idea, Kate. From that moment on, I thought, wow, you know, I'm already hiring hundreds and hundreds of young adults as coaches. I should be hiring returning veterans. So I partnered with a group called Mission Continues, and I said, help me find veterans who are coming home who are looking for jobs. And then the Miami Heat and now the Philadelphia 76ers and ESPN have all sort of joined forces and said, you know, we'll help you pay for those veterans to find these jobs. And it has been just magical. The vets love it. The kids love having these vets as role models in their communities. And I think this program has just tremendous potential to grow all over the country.
Yeah, so it's got to be exciting for you because there are no bad ideas. So you see that, you're in New Orleans, then you decide, oh, I can figure out a way to do this. Now you have other people jumping on board. Can you imagine what this will look like even 10 years down the line? And have you been able to talk to any vets who have gotten these jobs? I mean, I can imagine what it must be like for them.
Yeah, you know, our vets, especially some of our young vets coming home, they're experiencing double-digit unemployment. And they're also experiencing culture shock. I think anyone who's spent any time abroad knows that it's always a strange experience to come back and sort of reacclimate to domestic life here. But when you've been dealing with trauma and violence for years, as many of our vets have done, it's even doubly hard to sort of come back and fit in. So the vets I've talked to have said, this makes our transition easy. You know, we come back and we're instantly, you know, we've been to job fairs. There are a lot of those, and I think they're important. But a lot of the vets say, you know, I enlisted right out of high school, and no one taught me, you know, how to go on interviews and write resumes for these job fairs, and the job fairs are overwhelming. But I do understand how to coach. I mean, it just speaks to me, you know, leading a team, like leading a corps, and again, exercising the values that we learned in the military. So the transition is just seamless to come back and be a coach and to learn the kind of skills that come from coaching that, you know, maybe a year from now I could take those skills and have more confidence now that I'm acclimated to go to those job fairs and maybe get a job, you know, at a corporation or a bank. So they've told me that it's just been seamless. Again, I can't say that enough. And the stories of some of the things they're doing have been amazing. I mean, some of our veterans are with Police Athletic League. Some of our veterans are working with an adaptive golf program in South Florida to help kids with disability play golf. Some of them I met were, they grew up as migrant farm workers, the children of migrant farm workers, and they enlisted to sort of, you know, get out of a poor economic situation. And they're back now running sports programs in the same community for children of migrant farm workers saying, hey, listen, if I can do it, so can you. So they're just powerful role models, and I can tell story after story.
Well, and these are in communities all over the place, too, because as you said, it's growing, the involvement, but you're seeing this in Philadelphia. I was reading about Philadelphia, Miami, Los Angeles is jumping on this, so it's kind of boundless. I mean, any community, correct?
Yeah, you know, and it started because Coach Pat Riley of the Heat, he's always made a point of honoring veterans. And so when I had the opportunity to meet his team in Miami, they said, you know, what a great way to do a meaningful job experience and to really help at the same time. Again, it's not about all about vets. It's about using all that they've trained for abroad to help our kids here at home. So at the same time as giving vets an opportunity, serving so many disadvantaged youth in South Florida. So when Pat Riley came on board and then the Miami Heat came and did this, you know, as you said, we're happy that the 76ers have come on board. And I really think it's something that every team should consider. I mean, it's a real way when we've seen the allegations of paid patriotism and we've seen, you know, issues like that. I mean, this is a really real way to do two things, not just employ a vet, but help the kids in your community by giving them a role model.
Yeah, Paul, do you think that part of that is because it's organic? When things happen organically and word spreads and there's actually something you're doing and connecting the veteran to the job, to the community, is that the big difference?
Well, some of those, I think you get at something that's really important in anything that's involved in doing good and trying to make this a better country, Kate, and that is, it's got to be real. It's got to be genuine. And, you know, the story of how this started, as I told you, with the vet in New Orleans, you know, shows you couldn't have a more humble and genuine start as that. And I think anyone out there listening who has ideas, no matter what they are for improving our country, you know, if they're real, then put a little energy towards that, because we need that sincerity in social change if we're going to have impact and results.
And you know, in going to your website, Up to Us Sports, you have it laid out where coaches, training, the forums, whatever it is that they're looking for, and it's pretty easy to go through the sections and figure out, okay, here's what I have, what do you have available, and then that's how you, I guess that could be the initial touch for anybody who's listening to us that's a veteran, right?
Yes. And there's a contact to go to info@uptousports.org, and I see all those messages, so please contact us if you're a vet. Also, if you're a young person who wants to coach, we're also, you know, hiring young people across the country through our program, Coach Across America. We just think that, as I said, sports is a solution to the challenges facing kids. It teaches all the life lessons to kids, and we know no matter what community we're in this country, that there are challenges that our kids are facing, and if they could get a little booster in terms of life skills and adults who cares about them, the most powerful way of doing that, I think, is supporting coaches, trained coaches, who care about those kids.
Yeah, and you take that. Somebody could have, you know, it doesn't matter your ability, you're training them to coach.
Right. And I'll say something about our training, Kate. It's not about, you know, when I meet basketball coaches, football coaches, and they're like, I'm the best football coach out there. And, you know, as long as that's true in their mind, it's true. It's okay by me. You are the best basketball and football coach. So it's not about their ability to coach a sport. We'll leave that to the coach. We'll leave that to somebody who's, you know, played football and wants to teach kids football, and we're not going to interfere there. What it is about is that you're also a mentor, though. So even if you're the best basketball and football coach, being a mentor doesn't just mean coaching the sport. It means actually having some tools and resources where you know how to actually mentor kids and talk to them about issues that they face on and off the field and translate some of what you're doing as a basketball coach or football coach into some lessons like, hey, you know, this situation actually happens in school, or this ability to overcome, you know, you couldn't do this skill earlier today. Now you're great at it. You know, you could do that in school. How's it going in school? Where are you having problems in class? You know, how about pulling the same success there? You know, and being able to recognize learning moments. It doesn't come natural just because you're a coach. And so our training is really helping coaches become mentors. And the training's fun because I wouldn't take a sports coach and sit them and put them in front of a lecture hall. I'd put them in a gym and train them by showing them playing the same games we want kids to play and having the same fun. And I've done this with coaches who are in their 80s. And they have a blast and they walk away and say, you know, you're right. I never thought that I need to be more intentional about teaching life skills. And I'm going to use this with my soccer team, and I'm going to use this with my own kids at home. And so that's what our training is about, is to make the best mentors possible out of these amazing adults who volunteer as coaches across this country.
Yeah, I love it. Check out uptous.org, and you can find out even more about it. Paul, thanks so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kate. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. They know it's just no use when all your life.
Again, it's time to take you, yes, you, to the movies. When was the last time you went to a movie? Well, guess what? All the big ones are coming down the pike, meaning it's Christmas time. And what happens in the holidays is that people have off maybe for an extra day or two, and that's when they go to the movies. This Hollywood's not stupid. They know. They release them in the summer. They release the big ones in the winter as well, and it usually starts in November and December, to be sure. So we know that Star Wars is coming out. We know that Mockingjay is coming out. In fact, already soft openings, meaning there will be some select markets that are seeing these movies. And then there's the story about the Chilean miners, and that's where we start. It's simply titled The 33.
You love birds? Get the sonogram yet?
It's a boy.
It's a girl.
It's a boy.
It's a girl.
Congratulations on your retirement.
2 weeks and you're a free man.
Is that the only way in?
The only way in, the only way out.
How much longer?
About an hour.
We may be looking at a weakness in the mountain's internal structure.
He's an old man.
It's my job to keep this man safe.
Accident just occurred at the San Jose mine.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
That's the big rock.
That's not a rock. That's the heart of the mountain. She finally broke.
And I...
33 men trapped underground, and we don't even know if they're alive.
We all know how this goes. The government tells us how much they care, and they do nothing.
Was over my head.
How long do they have?
There's food and water for 3 days.
I knew this place was dangerous.
Nobody's blaming you.
You are my brother. We gotta pull together to get out of here.
Three platforms are now in place, specialized in deep drilling.
Did that leak better?
A huge rock, twice the size of the Empire State Building, shifted.
We are running out of time.
It's not a question of if it falls, but when.
I'm not leaving without him.
If that is our last supper,
I quit!
The last thing we need is these men dying, with the whole world watching.
33 men on the ground.
300 mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters,
and we are their only hope.
Let's get ourselves some miners.
I believe we'll make it out of here because I choose to believe it. All 33 of us.
Say something.
See you, old man. Up there.
All right, so you know that story that was famous, obviously, about the miners being trapped. And this is supposed to be really a good movie and has an uplifting ending, as we know what happened and how close so many of those miners came to never seeing the light of day again. So I think that it's going to find an audience. It may be a smaller audience. If you don't see it at the theater, this is probably one that's worth checking out once it's streaming for a few dollars less. Could there ever be a movie more marketed than anything in the series? Well, I guess there are a few others, but The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, and it is the story of Katniss Everdeen, and here is how it unfolds in this little snippet.
I've been watching you, and you watching me. Dear Miss Everdeen, make no mistake, the game is coming to its end.
For the first time in our lifetimes, we're standing together with 13 districts. Our future starts tomorrow at dawn, when we march together into the capital. Slow our advance. President Snow is building a minefield of traps. The sadistic inventions of game makers meant to make sport of our deaths.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76th Hunger Games.
We got one shot.
Make it count.
Nothing good is safe while he's alive. Snow has to pay for what he's done.
Our lives were never ours. They belong to Snow, and our deaths do too. But if you killed him, Katniss, end all of this. All those deaths. They mean something.
Tonight, turn your weapon to the cat.
yes, I think we know that story. You know, again, she is trying to fight the good fight for the underdog, and I love the story. I got hooked into it. It's really young adult literature, I think, is how it started, but I followed Katniss Everdeen, and I'll follow her to The Mockingjay Part 2. Jennifer Lawrence does a great job portraying this character. And then finally, so many people have been talking about this. This is just going to explode into the theaters next weekend. There's a soft opening this weekend. It's the latest in the Star Wars installment.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
Where do you come from? I know all about waiting.
For my family.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you started.
I don't know your name.
Finn.
I'm right. There are stories about what happened.
The Force. It's true. All of it.
It is found.
Yeah, what's going to be great about this movie again is the fact that it takes so many people back every single time that you go and see Star Wars. Every single time you remember the first one that you ever saw, let's face it. And there's great cameos in this. Carrie Fisher comes back, remember Princess Leia. Got Harrison Ford in the mix. And I will definitely be there with the rest of you, eating the popcorn and watching it on the big screen, probably with my nephew. Remember, if you go and see a movie, send us a cheap movie review. And we'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks so much, Daniel Kansersky. Great job, Daniel, my man. And the rest of you, have a fabulous weekend.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.